This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're back. Hour two commences now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Very big thanks to our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health and Trinity Health Freedom Expo. My guest this hour has become a lifelong friend. She's tenacious. She's funny. She's spirited. I just enjoy anytime I hear she's talking or speaking, I want to go and be in her lecture, right? And so if you're already part of the Trinity School family and taking courses, I hope that you'll one day encounter Judy Master. She joins us in just a moment. Before I bring her in, because there's some neat stories she's got. I was reading something she wrote for the Trinity School blog, a personal story about family. And I was crying, Super Don. I don't know if you noticed. My voice was breaking when I was reading you her story today.
Yes.
I don't know if you noticed it, but tears were on my eyes. They were coming down. I'm like, I don't cry. There's no crying.
There's no crying in radio.
No, right? There's no crying in radio. No.
Yes, we hear Judy Masters acknowledging that too. But, I mean, this story today, Judy, we're going to talk about, and it's really appropriate because, you know, one of the things Super Don put out to the audience, like the end of 2020, it's like, what do you all want from the Robert Scott Bell Show in the coming new year? And one of our friend Murdoch says, why don't you do, like, good news stories too, right? Thankful Thursdays, which is something people have heard about. And so we've been doing that, and they're fun. They're, like, amazing, wonderful, uplifting, loving stories. And you come on with this thing, I'm thinking, wow, this is perfect for Thursday, Super Don. Well done.
Well, I can't take the credit for it, so.
Well, you booked her on Thursday, so, yeah, you got credit for that.
All right.
He did. Right.
So, Judy, all right, we're going to talk some family stuff today. I do want to talk a little bit about the Trinity School as well as the Health Freedom Expo, because how much fun we've had over the years. We've really developed not only friendships, but a family relationship through Trinity and Julie Whitman Klein and the family and what's come and transpired. Last year, we had to do it virtually, which, considering how difficult and weird it was, it ended up actually being pretty successful with all of the events and the lectures that came through. We did a couple of live, what we call them, panel discussions, right? But mm-hmm. It looks like we're on target to be back together again, live and in person, even though it's in Illinois, October 2nd and 3rd. Can you give us some hope that it might actually happen? You were telling me you just did a road trip to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. What happened there?
We just went to Gatlinburg. My husband and I drove. It was not that bad a drive, and we wanted to take one of our bulldogs with us. So we found a nice pet-friendly Verbo, a nice cabin, pretty far up one of the mountains, because I'm a recluse and I will stay in a cabin all week if I have supplies and a dog. So I'm completely good there. And my husband likes to go do stuff, and he is an avid pinball player. So they have a pinball museum there. And then we did a few other things together that we enjoyed doing. But when we went to the downtown, I was rather dreading it. Rick is fearless. He has, a mask, an ear loop mask that he makes. He's a graphic artist, mm-hmm. and he sublimates his own mask so his face looks like what he wants it to look like. So he's got this monster mask that he puts on from his nose down to his chin, and he has a full beard.
Now, you're not talking about your bulldog here, right? I just want to be
clear.
No,
I'm talking about my husband.
Okay.
My husband does this.
Yes, yes.
And I, on the other hand, if I have to go, if I want to go someplace badly enough,
yeah.
I have a neck gaiter that I put on. It's just a black thing that looks like a stray turtleneck.
Right.
And then I pull it up over my nose because it makes me look like a ninja. And I can live with looking like a ninja for a short period of time to get something that I want.
Lord knows if I see Judy Masters in a darkened alley looking like a ninja, I'm running the other way.
A COVIDian ninja, right?
Yes.
So how's that? So I can do that, but I only went a few times into town, and mostly I was hanging up because what's better for you than a mask-free mountain air, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did.
Did you find that when you went into Gatlinburg as a tourist town in a big way that the people were all afraid of one another and masking? Or were there welcome signs where people were welcoming you without mask and didn't have a problem and, again, giving some hope for humanity here?
Bit of both. We were all crammed into each other. There was very little, if any, what we would consider physical distancing. I refuse to use the word social distancing because I don't love oxymorons.
Mm.
So I skipped that one. So physical distancing, there was not a lot going on.
Yeah.
And some people were wearing their masks out on the sidewalk. Interestingly, I noticed that was younger people, whereas people just a little younger than I and my age and older were just like, we're going. So they went, and that's what we did. So a few stores, a few places of business, when I went in, I was surprised to see that the people in there were unencumbered facially.
Right. And, of course, you look at the businesses themselves. Now, I realize that around the country where these, I would call them pseudo mandates, unconstitutional executive orders or other public health mandates, there was some plausibility for the businesses to say, look, we don't believe in this, but we're afraid of getting shut down. So I understood why businesses were trying to keep people with masks on. They don't know who is going to come from the government and shut them down. But now that those things are expiring and in certain states it's wide open, I think it's going to be a lot harder to say that the only way you could open up is if you get the vaccine. And we've had some officials just so mad about, DeSantis, for instance, Florida opening up like this, because now people will know you don't need the vaccine. In fact, the vaccine could make it worse, or whatever they're calling a vaccine. But if you're having these experiences, I'm seeing it day by day, larger percentages of people saying no more. But you're right. The young people are the prey here, the prey here, because they haven't lived long enough to know what we know, having been on this planet long enough, that we've survived a lot worse, a lot more real challenges than what we've seen in the last year without wearing masks. And the idea of wearing masks being healthy, in fact, you talk about another oxymoron, if you will, in that realm. But the fact that you're seeing it, I'm seeing it, and others are, maybe even in Illinois, by October, they're going to have a hard time trying to keep the masks on everywhere and shut down the events like the Health Freedom Expo. So I'm anticipating that we're going to actually have it this year, and we're going to all be together again.
I think that you're right. I get that feeling as well, and I'm kind of looking forward to it. I mean, you and I met, 2008, I believe.
Wow.
So it's been a long time that...
We were just teenagers then.
Yeah, I know it. You know, I was, I think, right out of college at that point. No, high school. You're right, high school.
See?
So, boy, it's getting deep in here. I'm glad I have my boots on. Okay, we're good. We got this.
Yes.
So, I think you're right. I think that's what's going to happen.
Look, the great joy in friendships and people that have connected and still... I tell this story a couple of times. I might have at one of the Long Beach Health Freedom Expos. I had my radio show then. It was once a week, not 6 days a week then. But we had a following, and people were coming out and hearing it on the show. And I had one young couple that were homeless technically, and they were in their car in Long Beach, sleeping in their car every day just to be at the Health Freedom Expo. And now come to meet them thousands of miles away, many years later, still know about the show. And he's a handyman, and I've actually able to give him work to do stuff, help us around. I mean, and he's doing well, and they got a daughter now. So it's like the stories are just so heartwarming, the connections we've made. And we've lost some people along the way, of course, as you know.
Yeah.
But the spirit of that freedom that we are all about lives on and will continue to live on with more Health Freedom Expos and more Trinity events, including the Legacy event for those that are either...
In Indianapolis.
Coming up. That'll be for those that are active students as well as alumni.
Correct.
I've been to at least one, maybe two of those. Those are great. And again, when you speak, I just love it. So looking forward to more of that. All right, so let's get to the discussion of family today. And if there are questions coming through Super Don on other topics, we may have time with Judy today to do that. But I'm reading this blog post at Trinity School, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Let me see if I can, if it's possible, I can pull it up. I'm pretty sure it's embedded into the notes here. As I scroll down to hour two, there's Jonathan Emord's book. There's Judy Masters. There's the Trinity link. There's some of the Trinity family. And, yeah, there's the Health Freedom Expo. Here it is, Family Parts 1 and 2, special series by Judy Masters. Now, I found out about this today. I heard about it, but then I read it this morning. And I only got part 2. I don't know what's in part 1, but part 2 was so emotional and uplifting in a positive way that I was like, we got to talk about this. This is an amazing story. I don't even know how to begin, though, Judy.
Well, part 1 was June. That was last June. And part 1 talks about the fact that I have known since I can remember, I have known that I was adopted. I was adopted as an infant. Mm-hmm. And I did not learn my biological mother's name until my mom passed. My dad passed in 2000, my mom in 2016. And the end of the part 1 blog post, which is available on the Trinity.org, TrinitySchool.org site, it is me discovering my adoption papers, which had the name of my biological mom, and that's where you picked up on the part 2.
Wow. Yeah.
Part 2 is that.
Let me reiterate then. Again, you're adopted. You had never met your birth parents, as far as I know. You might not even known who they were until very recently. Is that
correct?
Right?
Until 2016, I did not know my biological mother's name.
So there, and the story is told, and you have friends and family and others that work with you, and I talk about adopted family, but that, you know, really saw this and said, well, I want to help dig. I want to dig back into this and find this, you know, and it can be an awkward scenario, you know, if you're given up for adoption, you don't know all the circumstances and reasons, but there are stories of amazing, I call them reunions, but they're unions, because it's like the first time in this lifetime that you actually meet blood family in this way. And this story, as it transpires, again, the digging, the finding, and what happened next?
Well, once I found the adoption papers, my husband was staring at them at the same time I was, and it did not occur to me what the woman's name was that was there. I'm staring at this name, and I'm trying to understand why her name is on my adoption papers, and Rick is like, dude, that's your biological mother. And the fact that I recognized the last name is what really triggered me. And my mother's last name was Orbison.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I read that. I'm like, immediately before I even read anything else, I'm like, could there be a link to Roy?
Pretty Orbison? Close, actually.
Or I was like, well, it doesn't get to that right away, but it's just fat. And I find it interesting because I look behind you. You got a poster of Boz Skaggs. So you you're a music person. So yes. To think that you might be Orbison, that's not a typical name you see every day. And,
no.
So carry on with the story. This is getting more interesting.
It was fine. I'm staring at it. Rick has already figured out this is biological mom. I am in the process of figuring out if I'm related to Roy Orbison. See where our priorities were. Diana Moody, who runs my store, Judy's Good Life Emporium, is in Logansport, Indiana, where we live. And that's not a commercial, by the way. I'm just explaining that she is the store manager, also a really good friend of mine, and a crazed genealogist. I mean, she will find anybody that anyone is related to. If it's got to do with DNA, she'll dig it out. So she had, I had done a cursory search when I learned the name and found that my biological mother had indeed passed in the mid-90s. So I would not be able to meet her, but I couldn't find any photos or anything at the time. And then trail went cold. Things got quiet for a while. And then we had I'm not even sure what to call it because I won't say pandemic. We had a respite where a lot of other things that would normally have occupied all of our time became free time. And Diana started digging around in Ancestry. And that is where this story picks up, basically, with her messaging me and saying, hey, I had insomnia last night, and I decided to research a birth mom. Do you want to know what I found? And what do you say to that?
Right.
So that is when she notified me that I had 5 siblings. And that's when we started figuring out that I was James Orbison is my grandfather, and that my biological mother and my grandfather apparently had made the decision to place me with an agency in Evanston, Illinois, which is about 80 miles-ish from Rockford. And that is where my parents, who had waited for 9 years to adopt a baby girl.
Wow.
My mom had handwritten letters every week to the Cradle agency in Evanston, asking to remain on the list and seeing the status.
So they waited and, 9 years for you.
Yeah.
And did they say?
And I was, I'm telling you, Robert, I was fat, bald, and toothless.
I was thinking, you know, you look, you're a handful now as far as you, you bring it, right? And yet you have 2 wonderful parents in this lifetime that adopted you and raised you, and yet they were not at all concerned, you know, when this was coming about or you know, how much. Again, the story is, there's so many layers and factors that are uncovering here as I'm reading this. I'm like, I got to read it again to see if I got all the details correct. it's just amazing because, you know, the other thing I'm thinking is like, you don't know if your birth brothers and sister, in other words, from biological connection, blood connection, would even want to know about you or learn about. I mean, you just don't know. There's a lot of trepidation, I would think. It's like to discover suddenly they have a sister they didn't know about.
Yeah. You don't do the, hey, hi, guess what? I'm your long lost sister. I'm not that confrontational anyway, and I'm also not that emotional as an individual. So all of this was just very intriguing to me. It didn't feel as personal, I don't think, to me, as it probably felt to my brothers and sisters, because I think maybe 1 or 2 of them had an inkling of my existence. But in general, I don't think it was common knowledge. I have always assumed I had brothers or sisters someplace.
You just had a feeling.
Yeah, well, I mean, why would a young woman who has a baby and puts the baby up for adoption just go, okay, that's it, I'm done?
Right, right.
So why wouldn't she go ahead and live her life and then have children when it seemed to be a better time? And so I've always assumed I had siblings out there.
Wow.
My husband, on the other hand, was just really a little naive about all of that. He goes, I never even considered that you would have brothers and sisters.
No, she thought, well, she had you. That she probably thought that'd be enough.
That would be plenty. Right. And, you know, how do you top this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Amidst a surge in illegal border crossings under the Biden administration, former President Donald Trump says he plans to visit the U.S. border with Mexico.
Former President Trump says he'll likely head to the southern border in the next few weeks.
Well, a lot of people want me to. The border patrols and all of the people of ICE, they've asked me to go. and I really sort of feel I owe it to them. They're great people. They're doing an incredible job. It's impossible now with what they've done to stay in Mexico. Should have been left, and now they stay in the United States. And by the way, stay in and never leave.
Trump speaking with Fox News. The former president's comments coming a day after a group of GOP senators visited the border, saying they were stunned by conditions at facilities holding unaccompanied minors. He also criticized the Biden administration for ending the Remain in Mexico program and stopping construction of the border wall. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will take action on gun control measures in the wake of recent mass shootings, specifically expanding background checks. But there are steps that can be taken without Congress.
There's something that can be done immediately, right now, and they involve ghost guns. What are ghost guns? Ghost guns are kits that you can assemble. They're as easy to buy and even easier to assemble than Legos. But there is no regulation.
Schumer says the Biden administration can take steps to require that ghost guns are registered. Six people were stabbed at a public library in a suburb of Vancouver, B.C. on Saturday. One woman was killed in that attack. Video appears to show the suspect using the knife on himself before he was arrested. Any possible motive has not been made public. In just moments, more men's Sweet 16 NCAA tournament action as number 1 Gonzaga and number 5 Creighton go at it. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So I just figured that it turns out that my brother Stephen is only a year and a half younger than I.
Oh wow!
So
I got the picture I'm showing up here of the five siblings. Which one is Stephen, on the left or the right in this picture? The red shirt or the white shirt?
As I look at it, I think he's the red shirt, the tallest,
red shirt one.
With the dark, shorter,
yeah.
Dark hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you started seeing familial resemblance in these siblings, so that was part of also your discussions, like, is this real? Do they look like me? Do I look like them at all? Is there family resemblance?
Apparently, Stephen and I are identical if you put our baby pictures right next to each other.
Hmm.
That's what Xan, who is the youngest, said to me. She said, when we looked at your baby picture to Stephen's, it was like, whoa, yeah. And I have a lot of, I think when Katie Schaefer put the blog post together, she put my photo, my Hollywood glam photo, next to my mother's picture.
Yeah, I'm showing it right now for everybody watching. And yeah, okay. There's definitely a resemblance to your biological mother here.
Yeah, I think so. We all have, apparently none of the Orbisons has lips. We don't have lips. We all have very thin lips, and most of us have high cheekbones. Stephen and Exan and I all have Letitia's jawline, the square face with the high cheeks.
Yes. I didn't know.
Every single one of us has blue eyes.
Wow, all blue eyes. So the word Orbison, Native American for the tribe with no lips.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah. And you weren't supposed to tell that yet. That was going to be in part three.
I'm sorry. I jumped ahead.
Terribly upset over that. But if you put shades on all of us, we all look like Roy Orbison.
Now, that is even cooler, right? Traveling Wilburys, Roy Orbison, the history of music in the 20th century. Roy Orbison is there. And, like I said, that was the first thing when I got to that part of the story. I'm like, could it be? Really? I mean, that's something. And it turns out, yes, apparently he's your cousin.
Yes, first cousin, twice removed, because we have a layer of grandparents, two layers of grandparents that separate us. His great-grandfather and my mother's great-grandfather. We're so brothers.
The next time we get together and sing Pretty Woman, it's going to have extra meaning.
I like Candyman personally, but, and Crying
one.
And Leah, and I'm a huge fan, which is really, that was what was really weird, because I couldn't turn off the geeking out over it. I wanted to process the relationship and try to kind of follow this through and answer Diana's questions. But I couldn't shut off the geek in my brain that just kept giggling and going, you're related to Roy Orbison.
Holy cool.
I just couldn't.
Rock royalty, right?
I couldn't do it. And then I kept thinking, I wonder if I dyed my hair black, I bet I'd look exactly like him. And so that was good. And then, of course, I grabbed my Spotify playlist and loaded it up with Roy Orbison and listened to my cousin sing, which is an odd thing to think and say and
right.
hear.
Right, he's my cousin. So we're going to start up a revival of the Traveling Wilburys. It'll be the Trinity Wilburys. How about that?
Something like that. Yeah, that works.
That'll be awesome. Dude, looking is so cool. So cool. So where do we go from here? I mean, this story is still evolving. I don't know, because of the whole COVID crazy of the last year, while you're learning of this family that you're a part of, and you're starting to communicate with them initially over the phone, then via Zoom, so you can actually see one another. It seems that they have embraced their sister, you, and they're excited. And yet, I don't know if you've actually been able to travel to visit and give a real hug yet.
Not yet. My husband's nephew was involved in a very bad car accident in the summer. We had plans to go to Rockford and see Ray, who is younger than Stephen, and Tina, the middle sister. They're both in that area. We were invited to meet them and to kind of hang out and talk. But when Rick's nephew was in the accident, it was one of those situations where I didn't just go, hey, honey, I hope he makes it. I'll see you later.
Right.
Because he actually did not. He passed. And I was glad that I had chosen to stay here with Rick and with the family to kind of move through that process. So I have not had a chance to meet them yet, but we do talk about how we're going to do this. Mm-hmm. I know Exan is coming to Rockford in, I believe she said May. I talked to her actually at length last night. They were all very fun when they knew I was doing this. And I had asked if they minded if I used any pictures of them. Not only did they not mind, they started firing photographs at me.
That's great.
I mean, album after album of photographs and telling me who everybody was. And it was fun. Tina, I think, provided me with an entire gallery.
I'm thinking now I'm going to ask Julie if we can add an extra panel discussion of your new family members and you.
I would love that. I'm hoping while we're in Tinley Park, I am hoping to maybe connect because Tina and Ray in the Rockford area, mm-hmm. Which I probably shouldn't be giving away where everybody's living. So, but they I know they are near there still. So
we can get to all meet them. Yeah. Now, I do they know that yet that you're kind of a rock star too in your own arena?
I don't consider myself one, so no, I guess I would not have passed that on.
You got Judy Masters groupies, don't you know?
I have had some really nice response from a lot of students, grads, friends, and members of my little group. I've had some really nice response from them about the blog. So they know what I do. At least Xan is pretty clear on what I do and what my involvement is. I told them that we had done the first blog and that I would send both together. I wanted to send both links together. So I will get their reactions at some point. But they're all very interesting, very unique characters.
Yeah, and for those that have experienced this, I know not everybody was adopted, not everybody didn't know that they had extra family or suspect and find them later in life. And, you know, it's like, oh, hi, sis, what have you been up to for 60-some-odd years?
Yeah, 65 years, right? Man.
It's kind of like, how do you catch up in that sense? It's just a cool story. It makes me smile. It made me cry earlier reading about it, and it's linked up in the show notes. It is Thankful Thursday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. A lot to be grateful for in our friend Judy Masters, of course, the extended family as well with Trinity School of Natural Health and Trinity Health Freedom Expo, and Wendell Whitman in the family, and now Julie Whitman Klein in the family with Trinity have been on the front lines of what we call health freedom, which is unfortunate that we have to have a hyphenated form of freedom, but I acknowledge it, and I've said that health freedom has been a way to bring people from all backgrounds and walks of life to come together in a common purpose, because most people want the freedom to choose the kind of health that they want to have, the health care that they want to have. And that's what this has always been about. And yet recognizing in my lifetime, the first 24 years of my life, I had no idea what real health and real health care was until I learned of homeopathy and natural medicine and herbs and supplementing and eating clean, organic, and then non-GMO, all of those things. And much of what you can learn from our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health. And one of the instructors, Judy Masters, who also speaks extensively, Judy, as you do, on pet health issues, which is so much fun. All your fur baby stories, as we can call it, with the bulldogs and more. And you know, that's another way to bridge people into natural medicine. Oftentimes they won't consider it for themselves, and then their animals are in a heap of trouble. And maybe the veterinarians are starting to see an inkling of, hey, there's some natural options, and we do know vets like that. But they may want to also reach out and find ways to help them that they didn't know, and no one knew. So there are many ways we can bridge in, and health I found to be something that can bring us together rather than divide us. And I think the mission of Trinity is so profound and important for that reason. You know, those that have been on this path for years have recognized that it doesn't matter what religion or political ideology you have or what country you're from. Most people want to be healthy, but most people have not been made aware of their options to do so. And so that's what, you know, a big part of the mission is here, and I know it's yours as well.
It's a big part of it. Empowerment is a very elusive character. There are people speaking of empowerment, but then they look to others to give it to them, which I find really ironic, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, well, why wouldn't I? And well, shouldn't I do? And I need to ask permission for. And in my brain, I'm thinking there are box flowers for that, dude. But I think it's fascinating. What I believe Trinity does, the biggest thing Trinity does to give people health freedom is educate. The more you know, the more decisions you are comfortable making for yourself. The more you know, the Ninth Amendment, very simply translating to, if there's no law against it, it's not illegal. And I know that's overly simplistic. I get that. But everybody asking, I'm going from state to state. I'm looking for the laws that tell me what I can do. And that is never going to happen. You're not going to find laws that tell you what you can do. You're only going to find laws, and I use that word deliberately, that tell you what you cannot do, because that's where we're coming back to, as you've mentioned, with the relinquishing of that the mandate, the difference between a law and a mandate.
Yes,
so
yes. And our way through this mess is not who's president or not. As I've said this for so many years, it's like if you think you can change something at the federal level, you're tilting at windmills at this point. But what you can do in the most impactful way is impact your local community. Your localist is, of course, your own home and family, right? Build out from there and get together with neighbors like we used to. Reinitialize that, like Pam Popper has discussed with Make Americans Free Again. And then, you know, if you want to participate civically mindedly with government, get involved at the localist of local level with, you know, city councils and things, and provide protections for people that are exerting their rights to be healthy or to help others to be healthy. And in that way, you can stop the oppressive governments at even at state levels, but also federal levels that are pretending that they have the authority to prohibit you from doing that, which I believe, and I know you believe, is your birthright to help others to heal. Now, we talk about this at Trinity with the coursework and such, that we're not teaching people to cure diseases, because that has become a legalistic nightmare, right? We talk about how do we empower, that word again, the body, the mind, the spirit, to overcome things that are challenges, because we're here on planet Earth and we have physical bodies.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Scott Bell Show.
So if people walk off and they don't refund them, there seems to be little or no recourse.
Yes.
Other than people say, well, I won't fly that airline again, but then every other airline seems to be exhibiting the same behavior, if you will. And they're not responding to the market. What I mean by that is if you had an airline that said, you know what, we don't think this mask mandate is actually a force of law mask mandate. We're going to allow the freedom of our passengers to decide whether they want to wear a mask or not. You know how many Americans will flock on purpose to find an excuse to travel, including me, to get on that airline?
Yeah.
But right now, they're not market force driven because they're subsidized. They're basically been socialized, if you will,
yeah.
and they're part of the government de facto in a way. So unless that's broken, that cycle's broken, we might not be able to succeed based on the airlines not even caring, right? Like you said, they're banning million-mile medallion members on Delta, the best platinums that they ever have. Businesses do not do that. You know,
but they're probably all flying on points at this point anyway, so they're not getting any extra money from them.
Well, I hadn't considered that. That's possible. But still, there's a baseline of you don't destroy your relationship with your best customers because you get the bulk of your money when they do pay from them.
I agree.
And so we're dealing with a serious issue. I'm liking that some people are now stepping up. And when the artificial mandates are dropped in many states as they are, then now I think we can have a better impact locally on businesses to say you don't have the excuse of you're worried about getting shut down. So if you do not drop this mandate, I will not come into your business and you will lose my patronage, if you will. And I think at that point we'll have a better impact. With the airlines, as long as they're subsidized to the degree they are, they don't care. And that's the, you know, artificial market created through monopoly and government subsidy.
And the blackmail. There's a, you know, plug pulling.
Yeah, exactly.
Goes on there. So, yeah, I get
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
That's why every vacation we've got for the next 2 or 3 years, we're driving.
We're driving. If you can do it, yeah, you want to do it. All right, folks, we got a few more Thankful Thursday good news stories. This one comes from the Good News Network. Senior takes hundreds of thank you cards to truck stops during pandemic to show drivers her gratitude. This is a nice story. Recognizing if people realize, you know, I say the most important member of our society is not the doctor, it's not the teacher, it's the garbage man or the garbage woman, because without them, we're in trouble. We're all going to die. But another aspect of where we become so dependent upon things delivered just on demand, the truck driver. if the trucks don't roll, we starve. The vast majority of the people in America are not prepared for trucks not delivering food on demand to their grocery stores tomorrow, which also says we all rely on oil more than we can imagine. So those that are for this so-called Green New Deal are for starving people to death because they're not growing their own food. They haven't thought that one through exactly. But so it's a nice thing, a gesture, and I acknowledge that those that are truck driving, man, they're keeping millions, hundreds of millions of people alive right now. Here's a fun story. Back in the day, you remember Wheel of Fortune? That show, Wheel of Fortune. A contestant went on there, won $145,000, and donated it all to, as they call it, the less fortunate. $145,000. Like, I'm not taking any. I'm just going to give it all away. I don't know if this guy was rich already or didn't, but just it was a nice thing. He gave it to the Uplift Family Services of Los Angeles Regional Food Bank to support thousands of families that are in need. Again, these are stories that don't really get a lot of press, a lot of play. And it's just nice to acknowledge them on I'd like every day, but a thankful Thursday. And finally, a teacher is building thousands of desks after seeing kids don't have workspaces at home. In the era of, lectures by Zoom, which we've all come accustomed to, I'm kind of over it. I want to get together with everybody again. But what a nice guy, right? Let's give some desks to the kids so they have a place to sit down and do their work. So there
you go. Great stuff.
Thankful Thursday. And I'm thankful, Judy Masters, that you were with me on this Thursday.
I am thankful to have been invited. I appreciate that very much, and appreciate that you allowed me to share some of my story.
Yes, and to your new extended blood family, let them know we are so welcoming of them to your family, to be part of you, because, again, they might not know you yet, but maybe they'll learn a little bit about you through this episode if they get to watch it, because Roy Orbison's not the only rock star in the family. Judy Masters is, too.
I will make sure that they have the link. I'm sure they'll laugh and roll their eyes, but there we are, so that's okay.
You can go ahead and roll your eyes at Judy. She's used to it.
I am. I'm so
never
used
happened
to it.
Before. All right. Well, thank you, Judy. Thank you to everybody for being a part of the show today. Thanks to our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health. We'll have some announcements when we come back for bonus time after the break, especially with a big nitric oxide webinar we're going to host next Wednesday. After, it's an extracurricular activity, but boy, we're going to load the science up to help you understand how you can benefit greatly by the things we're discovering here. And Judy, thanks again so much for being a part of the show.
Thank you.
The Trinity family are part of us, so thank you.
Yeah.
The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.